I'm going to start with a reading, and it's one I'm sure you're well aware of. It's from the New King James. It's Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, that's a psalm of David, and that's what David felt and was sure of. The Lord loved him. And you know, if you know the Lord, you can claim that psalm as your own. Because I've entitled today's message, God's Plans Are Perfect. You know, there is no perfection in this world if it isn't of our Lord. He is the only thing that can make anything perfect. But before we look into his word, let's just come and pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you that you loved us enough to send your Son to pay the price for our iniquity and to nail it to that cross, so that through faith in him, Lord, we can be seen under the coverings of his righteousness, because we've got none of our own. Your word tells us we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But Lord, you are a gracious God. And Lord, I just pray that you be with me now as I bring this message that you've laid on my heart. Take me out of it, Lord. Use me as your mouthpiece. And just feed us from it, Lord, because we all need to hear from you this morning and every morning and throughout our lifetime. And you're only a breath away, Lord. All we've got to do is talk to you and to listen. Be still and listen, and you will answer. So, Lord, we just thank you for what you're going to do for each one of us here this morning through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. As I said, today's message is God's plans are perfect. You know, David knew that, obviously, from that psalm. It's a beautiful psalm. And I've actually got a painting of it with sheep going around it. It was a friend of ours, who we all know, an organist. And he's just had COVID as well, I believe. So Rob was telling me, or just got over it, Derek. You know, and it's a lovely one. And it's hung up in one of our bedrooms. But it's a lovely one. It's just a nice reminder. And to have it done by a fellow believer is such a talent, a God-given talent. Have you ever wondered how or why plans that we may have made suddenly change or are changed? It's important to remember what we read in scriptures. Although man makes the plans, it's the Lord who directs the steps. As you may be aware, there are three deacons in this fellowship. Three of us. Heidi, being the lady, ladies first. And then we'll go for age next. Me, Jerry, and the handsome young man sitting over there, Robert. Or Rob, as he likes to be called, but I like to call him Robert, and then again it gets in blushing. It's been a pleasure, actually, having Heidi's just recently joined the team within the last, 6 months, 7 months. But what a blessing she's been, because it's meant that the preaching burden is split three ways now. So you get a couple of weeks off after each one, which is nice. It allows you to concentrate your thoughts and to actually do a bit of research into the scripture before you go. And it allows you time to spend with your family as well, when you know that you haven't got something to prep for. That's all very well, the three deacons, but it's important that we do work together, that we do communicate. And you know, the importance of communicating with each other is important, but it's more important that we communicate with the Lord and let Him direct our steps. You know, but we are quite a flexible bunch. We're quite good. When problems arise, or family crises, or holidays, or whatever the situation, we will stand in for each other and cover. And just recently, in the 17th of last month, 17th of July, I was on the roster to preach. But Heidi was having an upcoming family event, and she thought it might be an idea just to swap with me, and I would do hers on the 24th, and she would do the 17th. It was fine, no problem to me. We agreed that. But her plans changed, so she came back and says, "Can we go back?" I went back. And at the time, I never thought, there's no problem with me, you know, going back to the original dates. Some people might think, well, that's just one of those things. That's a coincidence. You know, but I don't believe in coincidence. I believe that God's hand was on it. And here's why. I fulfilled my preaching commitment on the 17th. Then off, Linda and I went to Great Yarmouth for a 5-day break. And we had a wonderful time there. We enjoyed the weather. We enjoyed good food. And we had a wonderful break and a restful time. You know, we even missed out the record-breaking 40.3 degrees here at Coningsby. One could say that we were truly blessed. You know. However, as we all know, all good things must come to an end. And on Friday the 22nd of July, we travelled back home. And when we got home, we started feeling a little bit unwell, a little bit under the weather. So we decided it would be sensible to do a flow test. Lateral flow test, as they're called, I believe. And we did. And Linda got a strong reaction, big, thick red line. And I got a little faint one. In fact, if I hadn't had my glasses on, I wouldn't have seen it. You know, but that was it. We both contracted the dreaded COVID. Obviously, this was unforeseen and unplanned. And we're still not aware of how or where we contacted the virus. But, you know, I believe that the Lord was aware of all those events and when they were going to happen. Because I believe that the Lord is in control of everything that happens. If the original amendment to the preaching plan had proceeded, because of COVID, I would not have been able to meet the commitment on the 24th of July. Because, as I said, for 2 weeks we have been out of action. Well, 2 Sundays we've been out of action. Apart from brushing our teeth and moaning at each other and feeling sorry for each other and ourselves. You know, but that's the way things do. But that would have added extra pressure to the other two deacons. But the Lord doesn't like pressure. He likes to make life easy for His children. So let's have a look what the Lord is good. And Romans 8:28 tells us this. And I've underlined the important bit. As we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. And why I've underlined in all things is, it's amazing, isn't it, that our Heavenly Father cares about everything that concerns us, no matter how big or how small. It doesn't matter. It might seem trivial to us, but it's important to Him. We are so important that He has given each one of us His Holy Spirit to indwell on us, to help and guide us, and to keep us on the right path, and to know what His will is for our lives, to enable us to make the right plans, the easy plans, because it's better to do things right first time than trying to redo it. As anyone who's tried to build anything and gets it wrong finds that a lot of the time you've got to knock it right back down again and start from the beginning because you can't correct the mistake. So it's well to know what the Lord's plans are for you. As you know, our Lord is a gracious God and he is gentle. And Jesus himself is gentle because Jesus tells us in Matthew 11:30, when he's speaking to his disciples, he says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." At times, we think that we're doing a lot of heavy lifting. But really, whenever you look back on it, you think, where's that support coming from? And without that support, we wouldn't be able to. The Lord is our belt around our waist, like the weightlifters. If you've been watching the Commonwealth Games, they put on the old belt to give them the strength to lift up that weight. Well, that's what we've got. We've got the Lord is our belt. He's our strength. And he should be girded around our middle. Now, some of you might ask, well, what has Linda and you catching COVID got to do with God's plan? And that's a fair question. And I'll give you a truth answer. I don't know. It's as simple as that. I don't know. I don't understand. You know, but maybe sometimes in the future, the Lord will enlighten me. And when I look back in hindsight, I will see exactly why and what his plans were and what it done for me. And I want to read you now a little thing which explains this really. I'm sure you've probably read it before yourselves. Footsteps in the Sand. One night I dreamt I was walking along the beach with the Lord. Many scenes from my life flashed across the sky. In each scene I noticed footprints in the sand. Sometimes there were two sets of footprints. Others, there was only one. This bothered me because I noticed that during the low periods of my life, when I was suffering from anguish, sorrow, or defeat, I could only see one set of footprints. So I said to the Lord, "You promised me, Lord, that if I followed you, you would walk with me always. But I have noticed that during the most trying periods of my life, there has only been one set of footprints in the sand. Why, when I needed you most, were you not there for me?" The Lord replied, "For years, when you have seen only one set of footprints, my child, that is when I carried you." How true that is, you know. And I like the picture that goes with that little poem, because you can see the indentations are heavier, just as if you were carrying something heavy and you're walking on the sand, you'll sink in further. But that's what he does. He carries us through the difficult times. And without him carrying us, I think we would have struggled even more with COVID than what we have. But our Lord is gracious, and he answers all our prayers. Isaiah recognized this, so we read in Isaiah 48:17. "This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go." This time of isolation, is good as well, as we find, because it gives us a lot of time to read and study God's word without worrying about what shopping we've got to do today, because we weren't going out shopping. We had a daughter who was kind enough to pick us up what we needed. We just picked up the phone and she delivered. It was good, you know. Quicker and better and more efficient than us, and you got what you wanted. You got what you asked for. You know, God's word allowed us to put things of this world in their place, get the true perspective of what was going on. It has given us a time of rest and recuperation, teaching us to wait patiently on the Lord. It also made us realize just how much as I've already said, we missed you guys. Yeah. And it's lovely to be back here this morning. Which is why I believe Hebrews 10:25, which is attributed to Paul, I believe, and it advises us not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another, as all the more as you see the day approaching. You know, we've already touched on that this morning. Rob's mentioned it, the end times. Well, a good reading for that, which I've written down here, is 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1-7. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people. They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over gullible women, who are loaded down with sin and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. A powerful, powerful bit of scripture. So many horrible things mentioned in there when you think of all of those things. Yet, when we pick up a newspaper today, we listen to the radio, or we watch the news on our television, you must realize that the world really fits that scripture more and more with the passing days. It seems clear to me, from the way this world is going, that the return of our Lord is fast approaching. And I don't know about you, but I say, come, Lord Jesus, come. Because for us, the sooner the better. Because, as they say, Christians are not welcomed anywhere now. On the television or at work, you cannot mention your faith without fear of being disciplined or ridiculed or thrown away. But you can come out with, I'm gay, whatever, and nobody can say a word to you because you're protected by the Equalities Commission, believe it or not. Yet, we don't have any equalities. But we don't need to worry because we've got the Lord on our side and He will protect us. He has told us that He will give us the words to say any time that we are condemned. Yes, God's plans are perfect. And an old friend of mine, as you're all aware, Jeremiah, he prayed to the Lord in Jeremiah 10, verses 23 to 24. Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. Discipline me, Lord, but only in due measure, not in your anger. You know, and that should be our prayer as well, that to the Lord to direct our steps and to discipline us when we get it wrong. And He does. He will discipline us. He doesn't hit you with a big belt. The big belt is to strengthen you. And He doesn't use a belt. But He does. He's a gentle persuader. He does point you in the right direction. He lets you know when you've got it wrong, as long as you are still and listen. And ask Him often, am I on the right track? Because we all need guidance from time to time, and we all need reassurance from time to time. And it only takes a second to pray. And you say, Lord, am I in the right place? Am I with the right people? And He will give you a feeling. You say, well, okay, sorry, Lord. The little thing we used to give to the young people, I was going to say kids, but young people, because there's some of them were grown up, and they might just take offense at me. We used to give them a little wristband. What would Jesus do? And it's something that we need to really hold on to and ask ourselves when we go into any situation. What would Jesus do? Would Jesus be happy here? Or would he leave? And it's a little simple thing, but it's one of the things that I always remember being told whenever I was a young lad. And I was a young lad at one time, believe it or not. But it's something that's always stood me in good stead. It just reminds you, well, no, I can't, the Lord wouldn't be happy with that, so I'm not going to do it. Jeremiah again, and this is the one that I really love, and it's my favorite, 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and the future. You know, and I hold on to that one because what else do you need? You know, what else do you need? It's quite clear to me that we can trust and rely upon the Lord to supply all of our needs and even some of our wants, which we don't need, you know. But he loves us enough to go that extra mile. And if you know the Lord is your Savior, you can be sure that just as Jeremiah says, he will guide you, and as long as you follow him, your future will be bright and prosperous. Now you may think, well, hold on. It's not that bright at the minute. I haven't got that much money. But your future, if you know the Lord, is with him. And you're going to be an heir to the kingdom. You're going to be rich. Richer than you've ever been. More content than you've ever been. This morning we shared in communion, remembering just what it cost Jesus to go to that cross and to pay that price to enable us to come into a relationship with the Father and to book our place and our inheritance in his kingdom. Heirs of the kingdom. All through one little thing that we've got to do. And it's from John 3:16, which we've already sung about this morning. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And you know, that eternal life is going to be with the Lord, with no worries, and we're all going to be fully fit. We're not going to have false teeth, hearing aids, COVID, glasses. You know, we're all going to have our hair back. You never know, you know. But we're all going to be recognized, and we're all going to be able to recognize each other, just as everybody, the disciples, recognized Jesus when he came back. You know, so we're all going to be recognizable to each other. And we're all going to be friends with each other. And there's not going to be any bickering or teletecking or trying to get one up on each other, because you'll all be the same. And what more could you ask for? I don't know about you, but you know, our Lord knows it all, and I wouldn't want any other plan but God's perfect plan for my life. So I'll just leave you with that one, and we'll just thank the Lord for his perfect plan. So let's just come to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you that you know the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. And your plan for each one of your children is perfect. And there is nothing else that we need to do, Lord, but to trust in you and to listen to you and to approach you whenever we have need of anything. And to remember to call on you as our first port of call, Lord, and not, as we often do, me included, wait until we've tried everything else. But Lord, you tell us that we should come to you. So Lord, we just thank you for all your love and your faithfulness to each one of us. We pray that you'll continue to lead us and guide us through this dark world that we're in. Although we're in it, we're not off it. And we thank you for that, Lord. But that's all through your love for each one of us and through your Son paying the price for our sins on that cross. And we thank you, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.